The Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch present a short tefillah that the Kohanim are supposed to say before Duchening, praying that the bracha that they're about to give should be effective and proper. And even though the Shulchan Aruch says that they should say it as they go to the front of the shul, the Achronim say that it's actually most proper to say it after they've said Modim Derabbanan. And just as the Shliach Tzibur is nearing the end of the bracha, Tov Shimcha Lachana Elohodot, so that when the Tzibur responds Amen, then that Amen is both for the modim of the Shatz and also for this short prayer. After the end of modim, the Shliach Tzibur formally invites the Kohanim to give their bracha by calling the word Kohanim, but this is only if there are at least two Kohanim present. Otherwise, the Kohen just begins the Birkat HaMitzvah without any prior prompting. The Ramah brings down two different minhagim about how this should be done. According to the first minhag, the Shatz just calls the word Kohanim, whereas according to the second minhag, which he says is our minhag, he should say the text of Elokeinu ve'Elokeinu avotenu baruchinu barbracham shleshet in an undertone, and then say the word Kohanim out loud. So before the actual Birkat Kohanim, the Kohanim have to say a Birkat HaMitzvah on the mitzvah they're about to do. They say, Asher Kedushanu v'Kedushato shel Aharon, v'tzivanu l'varech et Amo Yisrael b'ahava. According to the Rambam, they say this bracha whilst facing the Aron HaKodesh, and then they turn to face the Tzibur. But the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch say that it should be said whilst facing the Tzibur. The Mishnah Brura and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and other Achronim say that the best way to do it is to try and tick both boxes by turning round in the middle of the bracha. But the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees, because that way you're not actually ticking either of the boxes. And he says that the correct procedure is in accordance with the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. Say it all whilst facing the Tzibur. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the Minhag Pashut is like he says. But I think that in practice, certainly where I've been, it's actually like the Mishnah Brura says, to turn in the middle. And certainly it's correct that all the Kohanim should follow the same practice as far as this is concerned. Shulchan Aruch also says that when the Kohanim turn from the Aron HaKodesh to face the congregation, they should turn to the right in a clockwise fashion. And this also applies at the end of the ceremony when they turn back towards the Aron HaKodesh. There's also a bit of discussion about when the Kohanim should lift up and stretch out their hands. From the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, it seems that first they say their bracha, and then they lift up their hands, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav explains that this is because the Nesiat Kapayim, the raising of the hands, is part of the mitzvah, so the bracha has to be recited first. But the Kaf HaChaim disagrees, and he says that it's not a critical part of the mitzvah. It is in a part of the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is really the Birkat Kohanim rather than the Siat Kapayim. And he says that because of the pasuk in Tehillim, Su'udeichem Kodesh, Uvaruchu et Adonai, so first they should raise their hands, Su'udeichem Kodesh, and then they say the bracha, Baruchu et Hashem, and I think that's the general minhag. As far as exactly how the Kohanim should hold their hands for Duchening, the Rambam doesn't give a lot of detail. He just says they have to hold them at shoulder height, with their fingers extended or stretched out. But the Shulchan Aruch gives more details and says that you have the right hand a little higher than the left hand, and the fingers arranged in such a way that there are five gaps between them. So you have two fingers held together, then a gap before the next two fingers, and then a gap between those two fingers and the thumb, another gap between the two thumbs, though the Mishnah Brura says that the two thumbs also should be touching at the tips, with the gap sort of further down, as it were. And then a gap between the next two fingers, and the final, fifth gap between the, or before the final two fingers. Where does this notion of five gaps come from? So it's based on a Medrash that says they correspond to the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim that says Hashem is Meitzit Min HaCharakim, means that he's peering out from underneath the lattice work, and ha charakim, hey charakim, meaning five slots. But again, there are quite a few different minhagim of exactly how the hands should be held to conform to these five gaps. And if you look in the sixth volume of Rabbi Sperber's Minhag Yisrael, he's actually got at the back an extensive collection of pictures of different ways that the hands were held from old Sfarim. In any event, Many families of Kohanim have their own traditions about how to hold their hands. The Ikkar is that they should be stretched out at shoulder height. And presumably, in the absence of any particular family or community minhag to the contrary, the default position should obviously be as it's described in Shulchan Aruch. Ad Kan.